but you did this one, you did that one. He told me. I told him that I did something and I was happy for doing it. You know, I'm happy now. I don't care, you know, what you think. You're happy. I'm more happy than anyone is. Meanwhile, he's sitting there completely miserable, telling me that he's more happy than the whole house put together. He has more intelligence than the whole house put together. And he's sitting there with his dumb words. Oh, you son of a bitch, you're a schmuck and you're a schmuck. Nothing, you know, nice about people. Most old people are shitty to him. You know, and I tried to explain to him. I says, but they're not, you know. It's just how you take it.
Why do you call him Willie the Pimp?
Oh, because we just imagined him. Wait.
The Lido Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the Lido Hotel, this perverted hotel in Coney Island. Really perverted. So we made up this story about my mother calling up Willie, telling him where a woman, body shapes are 38, 25, 40 or something like this, some bizarre shape, blonde hair and all decked out insanely, and tell him to meet us in front of the Alita Hotel. And then what we were going to do, if we really would do this, like we'll make sure, we'll see him like, you know, casually leave the house at this certain time, and we'll know that, you know, he's leaving to meet this woman that's not going to be there. Then we'll have my mother walk by and see how she's going to take it, right? You know, like, Stella, what are you doing here? No, you got to get away. You know, how is he going to tell my mother that he's going to meet this broad or something, you know? So we made him a pimp. Then he got to pimp my mother off. Then he tried to pimp us off.